This is the Hidden Killers Podcast.
Want more? Start binging on all of our true crime podcasts right now through Apple Podcasts and get an ad-free experience when you sign up to be a True Crime Today Premium Plus member exclusively on Apple Podcasts.
More of the Hidden Killers Podcast, dropping soon.
Press subscribe now.
We are continuing to go through the phone calls of Ruby, Frankie, and Jody Hildebrandt while they are in prison. The document data dump just recently happening, and there's a lot to go through. But if you've been wondering what on earth is going through the minds of these women that allowed them to abuse their children in such extreme ways that they did, and how did they justify it in their mind to allow it to go on for as long as it did, we are breaking that down so you can take a listen. It's disturbing. It's weird. We're going to go back to a jailhouse phone call right now with Jody Hildebrandt talking with a male that's unidentified. And we're about to get to some more scripture from Jody Hildebrandt trying to justify her actions in this whole case. Let's take a listen.
This is a call from and paid for by
Jody Hildebrandt,
an inmate at Purgatory Correctional Facility. This call is subject to recording and monitoring. If you don't wish to talk, hang up now. Thank you for using Tellmate.
Are you there?
Yeah. Yep, there you are.
Okay. Yeah. Okay. So, the Lord says that first they'll lay their hands on you and persecute you, delivering you up to the synagogues and into prisons, being brought before kings and rulers for my namesake. And it shall turn to you for a testimony. And then he says, settle it therefore in your hearts not to meditate before what you shall answer, for I will give you a mouth and wisdom, which all your adversaries shall not be able to gainsay or resist. And you know what gainsay means?
Wow.
Is this guy even listening to her? Yeah. Wow, dude, I'm waiting for a bro at some point. I mean, number one, why are you listening to her? But it's like you can tell it's kind of like just this passive. Oh, yeah.
So then he says, and ye shall be betrayed by both parents and brethren and kinsfolk and friends. I'm like, oh, my gosh.
Family betrayed me. No, they said, fuck off. Because you're abusing people and you're a horrible human being. It ain't because of the second coming.
Exactly what's going on. And some of you shall be caused to be put to death. And you shall be hated.
If only they could put these two to death. If only.
And then he goes on to say, you know, and I never read that before, but like I've never been in prison. But I just read that.
Get used to it.
Just wept. I mean, the spirit was like, he just said, this is you.
Yeah.
I read in Mark, that was in Luke, and I read in Mark the same kind of thing, you know, because the Gospels, they wrote similarly. So he said, now the brother shall betray the brother to death, and the father the son, like the father will betray the son, and the children shall rise up against their parents and shall cause them to be put to death. Right there is what's going on with me. The children shall rise up and put their parents to death, and you shall be hated of all men for my name's sake.
Oh my goodness.
The guy. Yeah.
I cried for an hour straight. Just everything clicked. And I said, I'm happy to go to prison. Because if you continue to read the rest of the chapter, he's like, be grateful. If you're in this situation, be grateful because you're
grateful.
And you will be saved.
This guy cracks me up.
I had quite experience to read that from your perspective right now. You know, wow.
Well, I have just been begging him, like, you've got to explain this to me. Like, I cannot logically figure out what's going on here. And that's it.
You can't logically figure out what's going on here because you are delusional. Because there's something very mentally wrong with you. And you're not going to find the answers to your mental health problems in Scripture. Not denigrating Scripture. but it is not a book of psychology. It's not something that's going to help someone with a mental health crisis going on.
That's what's going on in the spirit. Yeah. I mean, I just was... When I feel the spirit, I have two physiological reactions. I get really, shaky, like I'm shivering, like I'm cold, or I feel heat, like I have a fever run through me.
Yeah. Wow. Yeah,
I was...
Wow.
Like, burning up. It felt like I was burning up.
Oh, God.
And I was just shaking with gratitude, like, here's,
wow.
Here's your answer. Here's what this is.
That's super cool. That's pretty neat. Okay. Pretty neat how that works, how the scriptures can do that, you know?
Yeah.
Yeah. Cool.
Well, I have, like I said, I have probably every single day just been, you know, trying to logic, trying to understand, trying to be humble, trying to say,
I like her interspersing the word logic into completely illogical conversation.
Yeah.
What's happening?
Yeah. Oh, yeah. You're living a puzzle trying to put the pieces together. Yeah. Just. Yeah.
It's not hard. You abuse the shit out of kids. They caught you. And now you've been imprisoned. That's the story. There's nothing else to it. It's not some sort of end of times revelation. You're not being persecuted for your beliefs. You abused children. And then you went to jail. Pretty simple. Pretty simple.
And in Peter, 1 Peter, I don't have this one written down. Mm. I kind of wrote the other stuff down, so I took it down to the phone. But in 1 Peter chapter 4, between verses 12 and 19... I can't remember exactly how he says it, but he's like, when you have something happen to you and it just feels like it's random, it's not random. Like this is intentional.
Yeah, it was intentional. You were abusing kids. They arrested
you. It's not just some crazy act of events that's going on. This is, like, intentional. And that 1 Peter chapter 4 was another one of the footnotes to refer to, you know, that reinforced all this other stuff. I'm like, this is just some crazy, random event. This has purpose. It's just...
Right.
And then I connected it to my blessing, because my blessing I've been reading, like, several times a day. And the blessing's pretty clear. The first paragraph of it says, you know, these are words directly to you from your Heavenly Father. And according to your faith and diligence... they'll either be a comfort to you or they won't be, you know, so however much diligence and faith you want to put in them. And then the next paragraph talks about, it says, you are a special spirit chosen and reserved for these last days and sent forth.
Grandiosity. That's what that is.
To the earth in great clouds of glory to share the gospel and prepare the people for the return of the Savior. And it says, one of the reasons you were sent here is to share the gospel. The strongest message you will ever teach is the power of your example. And then he says, through the power of your example and the spoken word, your tongue will be loosed and you will be able to teach the gospel in far and distant nations. And then he says, through the power of your example and the spoken word, you will be a great tool in the hand of the Lord in teaching the gospel to many. So this whole paragraph about an example, I'm like, well, what's a better example than to go to prison unjustly and then go teach the gospel?
Plan on doing it. Yeah, and that, I mean, that's super cool, that lady that's Jewish that you've met, and, you know, what a neat thing.
Yeah.
Be able to share with her.
What a delusional bitch. Oh, my gosh! How? I mean, things are functioning so messed up in this woman's mind that this is how she is processing being arrested on abuse charges of children. And somehow her mind has convoluted it into, this is your opportunity to preach in prison. Mm-mm. If there's ever an individual or a couple that deserves prison justice, and I think you know what that is, it's kind of what happened to Jeffrey Dahmer eventually. It's these two bitches. We got more to come. We have more audio, more delusions, and the phone calls of Ruby, Frankie, and Jody Hildebrandt here on the Hidden Killers podcast from True Crime Today. Press subscribe so you don't miss it. I'm Tony Bruschi. Stay with us. Hey, it's Tony Bruschi. If you like the podcast, be sure to like, subscribe, and press that bell so you don't miss any of our updates on the cases we're following for you right here at the Hidden Killers podcast from True Crime Today. And thanks.
Want to listen ad-free? Want advanced access to all of our interviews before anyone else?
Become a True Crime Today Premium Plus subscriber on Apple Podcasts.
You get every episode commercial-free,
so you can binge on true crime
until you can binge no more.
Search True Crime Today Premium Plus on Apple Podcasts now, or go to our podcast page and sign up now.
More of the Hidden Killers podcast next.